With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I want to preface this story by saying, as I live the life that I live and go through the stress that I go through, which is a lot, you know, self-imposed.
Yes.
And then I read stories about this idiot and think, wow. I mean, opposite ends of the spectrum. Because we told you about this guy back in September. How the police in the UK arrested a guy for calling the cops more than 20 times and not saying anything. All he did was just burp at them. And if you forget this wonderful story, here's the audio.
Desperate emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
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 I'm trying to find a mugshot of this guy.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing Animal House. What the hell?
It's Belushi.
Yeah.
Butarski.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. I'm picturing that kind of a guy.
Yeah.
I can't find a damn mugshot, so I'm going to pretend it's him.
Well, you know me. I like to get to the bottom of things. So I'd like to know, why was this guy calling Britain's 911?
So why was he?
Yeah. Why? And you know why? Because he was bored. Yeah. Well, guess what? We have an update to the story. He was just sentenced to 6 months in jail for being a bored moron. Steve, I never get bored. I feel like my life is so busy, crazy. Mm-hmm. To think that I would have time and go, I don't know what to do. I'm so bored. I'll call 911 and burp.
Well, how old is the guy? That's the question. Because, I mean, I think there's a point, like, in your teen years, you get kind of bored.
Okay.
I imagine that he's not a teenager.
Yeah, if he was a teenager, you're right. That was the last time I was bored when I was a teen.
It's sad that I'm like, that belch doesn't sound like something a teenager would make.
No, he was, or is, 28 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He should at least have cable.
He should have something going on at 28 years old. You know what I was doing at 28 years old? Birthing babies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you weren't bored.
I just think about when I was like a kid, like we would get bored and prank call people.
Oh, yeah.
But guys can make you feel old. But we would just call the operator. And then that's when we realized we better pump the brakes. Even as kids, we realized, do not F with the operator. She would just rip you a new one.
Look at Danny. He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Right. I know. It was like Siri, but a human being.
Yeah. Wow.
You would call zero.
It's like that old-timey stuff. You ever tell the old-timey when you see the women just like taking plugs out and they go, hello, hello. Hey, Susquehanna 5 calling.
That was past my time, but there was still an operator when you still had, like, you know, phones that worked and phone numbers and stuff, but you would call basically for information.
Yeah, dial zero.
Hey, can I get blah, blah, blah.
What happens when you hit zero now? Anything?
That's a good question.
I have no idea.
I mean, that's what you hit when you want to get a live person on the phone.
Hey, yo. Sorry.
Maybe it's Alexa that answers me these days.
That would be funny if Siri's like, hey, you don't need to call zero anymore.
Yeah, I mean, zero's the only time I ever punch zero is when I want to go to a live person when they go, press this, press that, press this. And then, because zero was for operator. And so I want to talk to a live operator on, you know, any kind of helpline.
But those places are on to you now. You can't do that.
I know, you're right.
I just hit zero on my phone and it said, this service has been disconnected, like immediately.
Wow, there's no longer an operator anymore.
Nope.
Oh, that sucks. That's old-timey stuff right there.
When did it stop? I mean, I guess cell phones, really.
Yeah, I feel like that it stopped at least, well, was it 20 years ago? I don't know. Maybe I feel like, I can't remember the last time I called an operator.
And I really don't even remember what they did.
Well, you would ask for information. She would give you, like, she'd look up a number for you, wouldn't she?
I guess. I mean, could you ask her, was she really like a Siri? Like, could you say, hey, how many cups of sugar do I need in this cake?
I don't think, like,
I don't think it was that. I think, like, you get your numbers, right?
Yeah, you could ask for, like, area codes. I don't know if you could ask for specific numbers, but I know it was operator assistance.
Yeah, I thought you could go, hey, could you give me the number to Slappy's screen door repair? And she'd be like, hold on a second, sir.
I don't know.
Number's 555-867-5309.
Operator assistance.
Yeah. Are you looking it up on Wikipedia?
I don't remember why.
Okay, they're going to lie. They're going to tell you that they used to fix cars.
I feel like you would also call to be like, yo, can you put me in contact with the police? I don't know if there was a 911 back then.
Ooh, I think you're right about
God,
that.
God, that's crazy to
you're
think
right.
There was life before 911.
Yeah, you called the operator for the cops.
Yeah, before the advent of the emergency telephone numbers, that's how you did it.
And now you press zero, you get nothing. Look at Danny. Danny, if you're like, you old people, okay, boomers, stop talking.
Yeah,
right?
I don't remember a time without 911. We learned that as a little kid. It's like, if you're in trouble, call 911.
And then burp.
Yeah, and then burp.
Damn.
Here's a dumb question. Are cell phones and landlines the same thing?
What?
Like, meaning
that? Wow.
You really don't know the answer to that?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, what do you mean by that? Because I don't even understand the question.
Oh, I totally understand.
I mean, they're both phones, so yes, they are the same thing.
Well, I know that, like, cell phones go to, like, cell phone towers, but does a landline go to, like, phone lines?
I can't do this anymore. So, Danny, I will deal with
it. I mean, you literally just answered your own question with your question.
No,
landlines are lines on the land.
Yeah,
cells go to cell phone towers.
Well, I was just thinking that maybe there's still an operator on the landline.
It's a good question. You're on the land when you make a call, no matter what. I mean, and in theory, both are landlines.
Look, it's a good question if you were born when he was born. It is not a good question when he's your age. You have. How are you going to be a parent? I don't know how.
When do I got to teach my kid about landlines?
Oh, you won't. Good call. Yeah.
Duh.
Hey, I see. Good call. I see everybody's doing it.
I totally meant to do that.
Yeah. So do we clear up the landline cell phone situation?
I think I did.
Who has a landline anymore anyway?
Well, sometimes they give it to you as a package. It's better to get a landline with your cable deal than not.
No, I have a number, and sometimes I'm watching television. It'll say you're getting a call from blah, 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 blah. I don't have a phone plugged in. I don't even know what the number is.
Yeah, same.
Oh, yeah, you're lucky. I still have my phone.
I just have it because of X1, the X1 thing with the cable. Xfinity.
With Xfinity, yes, thank you. A ringing endorsement. I got the X1 thing with those cable people, I tell you.
Highly recommend it.
Oh, do you really? That's great, especially if you need a landline. You're there. They're there for you.
I don't need a landline.
You don't need a landline? Well, you got one, sir.
All right.
And most of the people now, it looks like you can do the 411 for the directory assistance, a lot of that. So it's been automated at this point.
Course. That's
no more operator assistance.
We thank you for that. We knew that.
Do you guys remember there was once a time you had to actually pay to call someone long distance?
Yes. I got in a lot of trouble.
Like when I first moved out here, my mom, because I was broke as F, they would always send me like calling cards.
Oh, I remember the calling cards.
Because you sell your cell phone, landline, Danny, this thing that you use on the land.
Look at Danny. Danny's looking at you like you are some creature in the zoo he's never seen before.
And it was a ridiculous amount of money. Like, you would rank up, like, serious phone bills to call, like, New York from Washington.
There was a time where
I got in trouble because when America Online came out, there was only one phone line to work for Tacoma. So I would dial to Seattle.
Danny, America Online is AOL, by the way.
Gotcha, thank you.
And that got me long-distance charges because from Tacoma to Seattle was a long-distance charge.
That's right, Shane. And I, all the way from Tacoma to Seattle.
I got in a lot of trouble, and I had to pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah. You were a lovely child, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was pretty much the worst.
I remember, like, at some point, I don't know if it was phones and cell phones or just cell phones, it's like, okay, after 9, then it's free.
Yep.
Oh, that was the big line. You're right. Everybody had the big line, call me after 9.
So says, hey, Steve, do you ever star 69 someone anymore?
Yeah.
That was always the best, too.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But see, people block that now. Now they have the ability to block the star 69.
Do you guys even know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, they know that.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then I found out that, wasn't it star 69 that cost like 75 cents every time you did it? That's how I racked up money.
Oh, that
I didn't know star 69 cost money.
I don't remember that.
I want to say that that's what I got in trouble for, but maybe it was three-way calling.
Yeah, probably it was.
Oh, yeah. You naughty boy.
Oh, yeah. You three-way caller, you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this video. You can check it out on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. It's a real cool video. This 11-year-old kid sharing his thoughts on winning a year's worth of Chick-fil-A. Again, imagine you are 11, and imagine you have a favorite fast food restaurant, and they just told you that you've got a year's worth of that. I mean, as an 11-year-old kid, I mean, I love Mickey D's. I love Burger King. I loved, Papa Gino's back in Massachusetts, which is a great pizza place. I would have been so happy to get a year's worth of that. So this kid is living the dream. He was one of the first 100 customers at a new store in upstate New York.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Well, he's the new I Like Turtles kid.
How old is this kid?
11.
I like fried chicken.
He sounds like
he's in his 50s.
It's chicken. Yeah. It's fried chicken.
Oh, it's so that New York attitude.
I'm in the freezing cold. I waited in line.
What do you want from me? It's chicken.
I like fried chicken.
Hey, what do you want? It's cold. It's chicken, eh?
This kid's the best.
I like fried chicken.
I like turtles.
I like fried chicken.
Oh, these two are my favorite people. These two kids... They need to run for president. Really, I will.
Chicken and turtles for president
2020.
Oh my gosh!
They will solve the world's problems. Who's not going to vote for those two? Chicken and turtles.
Fried chicken.
I like turtles.
I vote for you. Run this country, wow. Chicken and turtle.
Hey, well, all of a sudden we're in a situation where we have to vote on the tax. I said, hey, is it chicken? He said, no, they're no taxes.
That's dangerous, though. 11-year-old, free chicken for you. I imagine it's like one of those like fine print things that says you get one thing per week or something
I was in the freezing cold. I get what I want.
I like fried chicken.
You're not going to tell me one a week, buddy.
Because at 11, when you don't have to worry about putting on pounds,
yeah.
Dude, I'm going to Chick-fil-A every day. Even on Sundays, you better open that up because I need to eat it.
What's this with there's no Sundays? You didn't tell me that in the freezing cold.
I like fried chicken.
That's what I like.
This kid is the best.
He is the king. And boy, he's the epitome. You know that kid's going to grow up. You're going to see that guy hanging out with his buddies. He is going to be that jabroni. Hey, what do you want from me?
Let's guess again. You want to go get some fried chicken, right?
I like fried chicken.
I like fried chicken. What do you want? You remember when I was 11, Jimmy? I was waiting in the freaking cold.
Someone just texted. I missed the beginning of all this. Can I hear what this kid said?
All right. So, again, this is a viral video. Check it out on the BJM. And, by the way, you've got to see the video because the kid is almost looking like he's ready to go to Jabroni Town. I mean, he's just got he's got the facial expressions and everything. Like, hey, what do you want from me?
Yeah, he's just trying to get some fried chicken. He's cold. He's bundled up.
He's 11. He's in upstate New York. He's in a line, and he's going to win a year's worth of free Chick-fil-A because he's one of the first 100 customers at this new store they got up there.
Someone says, when you listen to this, I'm on Twitter. Listening to this, he's got a 44-year-old divorced dad vibe.
He sure does.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
As he's trying to figure this out, and he's talking, whoever's asking the questions, he's like, look, what do you need to know? It's freezing cold, but I like fried chicken. The food's delicious. That's all you need to know, huh? What else do you need?
Someone put on Twitter, he even talks like he has a mustache.
Yeah,
it's
right?
So true,
hey.
Hey.
I mean, honestly.
Someone says it's Mike Leach's kid.
That
sounds like the Cougs coach.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I like fried chicken.
Yeah, Mike Leach is like, what do you want to know? It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken. What do you bother me for?
And then he dies at 12 of high cholesterol.
I like fried chicken.
Hey, I died the way I wanted to go. I went out on my terms. Huh?
This kid's a legend.
I love this kid. Yeah,
I don't know what if he has a jersey number. Let's retire it. The kid's a freaking legend.
I told you I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. This kid fixed it.
I like fried chicken.
I mean, the kid put me in a good mood. This kid needs to do something.
See, that's what's up.
If you're a Chick-fil-A, how do you not make this kid a star? Right? I mean, seriously, you know, viral stuff. This kid, I mean, he wins your prize. He has got to be the face of Chick-fil-A, right?
Hey. So he says, I've been having a hard time lately. Those two sound clips made me laugh. I got the first laugh in a while. Thank you, guys.
I'm with you.
I like fried chicken.
Yeah, I like turtles.
I like fried chicken.
Hey!
I like turtles.
They need to put those two together.
Oh, they have to be together. They need
feel
to
like
do
the
a
turtle
show.
Kid's a lot older now, though.
Yeah. Well, then you know what? You can take him around and show him the ropes. Here's how you. Hey, here's what else I like. I like this.
Someone says, I feel like that kid's going to break my legs if I disagree with him.
You're right.
You're not going to disagree with him. Who thinks fried chicken's bad?
That's right. But you know what? You're the guy. Weren't you the guy that said I only got a couple a week, huh?
I like fried chicken.
I get what I want.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting the grilled chicken tenders there.
No. And I don't blame him. You know, come on. You got to get. It's the fried chicken. Come on. He likes a fried chicken. Someone demanded an Airbnb refund. And they had a really good reason, okay? It was because they didn't like the ghost that was in the house. That was... And by the way, it's not that they were complaining there was a ghost in the house. They actually didn't like the ghost. And yeah, this is... Yeah, I'll tell you all about it in 817 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. The CEO of Airbnb recently spoke at a conference and shared the strangest customer complaint he'd ever heard.
Oh, man. I bet they have a lot of them.
Yeah.
I had a complaint in once with Airbnb.
Yeah, how'd that
I don't think it's that strange, but we got our refund. I told them that the floors were sticky.
See, that to me is not strange.
That's when we went to Disney World and we tried to go on the cheap. Learned a lesson quick. We didn't even stay in that place for more than 15 minutes. Then we got a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, we stepped in there and my shoe got stuck to the floor.
Yeah.
And each step you would feel like the...
Yeah, that's just... I mean, that's disgusting.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah, here's your money back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And weird stains on the mattress, too.
Me, those aren't strange complaints. Those are legitimate, like, this is a hellhole of a place I'm not going to stay complaint. These that the CEO's talking about, he said a customer once called and demanded a full refund because, quote, the house is haunted and there's a ghost in the house. Which, okay, if you're not into that, or if you believe in that, okay, fine. But it wasn't because there was a ghost there. They weren't unhappy about the ghost being there. They wanted the full refund because the listing of the Airbnb place said that the house was haunted by a friendly ghost named Stanley. So they knew they were going to a haunted house, but they expected Stanley to be friendly. And they said Stanley was not friendly. And that's why they wanted their money back, because Stanley wasn't a friendly ghost.
I would give them the money back at that point. Yeah. I mean, is it worth the headache?
They said, quote, we know about Stanley. That's why we booked it. But Stanley has been harassing us all night.
Stanley's in a bad mood. Maybe it was that time of the month for Stanley.
Yeah, that's what it was. There's no word on whether Airbnb wound up giving the customers their refund or not. Like they said, Steve, they should have. They should just have done it.
Have you ever done Airbnb?
I don't believe so.
I don't see you as a guy that would do Airbnb.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Personally, my wife, never again.
Oh. I don't know if I did Airbnb or something similar where you go to not a regular place, but it's like somebody just lists with a place that puts their place like a condos.
Yeah.
You know, I've done something like that.
There's that other service. I can't think of the website, but they have like a lot of like, you know, houses you can rent that are really nice or something not so nice.
So I guess it was an early version of Airbnb, but it was a company. It was a company that said, hey, we've got condos and we've got this that you can rent out for July 4th or whatever, which we used to go when we went to Seaside every July 4th, we'd always rent a condo from this company.
See, we did Airbnb in New Orleans, and it was a blast because we were like in the heart of this really cool town, and like it was like a cool vibe where we were, good restaurants, good bars, and it was awesome because like you just felt like you were part of the neighborhood, like you were living in New Orleans. You weren't in a hotel. My favorite, though, was when we went to Portland, the Donkeys and I, when we went for our little quote-unquote hockey tournament where we didn't bring any hockey gear or go to a hockey tournament. We just went to go get drunk. And we were having the hardest time finding a place because we're like, boy, we're not there to have, like, to be quiet.
Yeah.
And we found an Airbnb house that said, this is a party house. And it was like, I don't even care what it looks like. We're staying there. And it was awesome. It was great. It was perfect for what we needed, which was a place to pass out at.
That sucks for people that have to book places around your party house. Because I know a friend of mine was doing a seminar in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And this seminar was like, you know, almost like a, if you will, like a meditational retreat. and it was next to a party house Airbnb.
Oh.
So somebody rents out this place knowing it's going to seminars, and I'm like, but do you not know next door is your party house? Yeah. How do you do that?
The funny part was, though, like, we were so wasted by the time we got back to the party house, because we were out hitting the bars. It was like 2 in the morning, and we weren't, like, super loud by the time we got back. We were pretty faded.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a bit, and it had a hot tub, which was pretty sick. So Ted, myself, and our buddy Tackler, we were proud to say that we, for the first time in our lives, and I don't know if we'll ever get to do it again, but I hope so, we ate a breakfast burrito while in a hot tub.
Oh, that's just...
That's living.
That's hygienic. I can't wait to be in that hot tub.
We never ate it more carefully. I've never eaten something more carefully in my life. It was like small bites, because I didn't want it to spill in the hot tub.
Oh, thanks, buddy. You know, you're thinking about the next people.
It was a pleasurable experience.
Yeah, that's a party house. You know what you're getting into. At that point, you know hygienics have to be out the window if you actually go to a party house.
You haven't lived until you've been shirtless with two of your friends eating a breakfast burrito.
Wow. I didn't know that's how, I didn't know that's what I needed to do to live.
Didn't know that was living.
Okay. Oh, and the place I was thinking of is VRBO. I wonder if that's the place that you went.
Oh, yeah, I bet that must be. Yep, that Vrbo, I think, is what we use. You're right. Yeah.
Vicky, you have any fun Airbnb experiences?
Most of them have been, like, me getting railed.
What?
Whoa!
Like, financially?
I mean, I guess, yes, that too. No, usually been like, hey, I'm with a dude, and we go, and we stayed at, like, a really nice place, so it was almost, like, romantic, even though that's not why I went there for.
Oh.
And we were caught in a snowstorm. It was great. It was when Portland had that really, really bad snowstorm.
Okay. Oh, and you had a rail fest.
Yes, it was fantastic. And then we fought the rest of the time. That
yeah.
ended badly.
Wow. That actually sounds like marriage.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, really, you go on vacation, you hope you get railed, and then there'll be an argument. And then you know, and if you're lucky, you get both. But a lot of times you only get one, and that is the argument.
And I think we ended up breaking it off that day. Like, or when we came back.
Oh, damn, dude.
I think it was my choice.
Wow.
It was amicable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this isn't working, is it? Nope. Okay.
You know what, dude?
So the B&B standard for banging.
Yes.
Yeah, bang and bang. Yeah.
Bang, bang!
Nice. I don't know if you guys remember, back in September, Kevin Hart, of course, was in a serious car crash.
Yes.
Needed surgery for 3 spinal fractures, reportedly had to be heavily medicated for some time to deal with all the pain. And he's been talking about his recovery experience, said that he's very, very humbled by it because this thing left him fully dependent on others for a time. And if you've never had that happen in your life, that can be a humbling experience. When all of a sudden you can't do things for yourself that you would normally do, like, you know, when you go to the bathroom, that's when you really know you're in deep trouble, when you can't go to the bathroom yourself. You are really, you're really seriously effed up by an injury if you can't.
Like, I try to think, like, when you were a kid, at some point, there was a moment where, like, your mom was probably wiping your butt.
Oh, yeah.
And then at some point, you got to be like, yo, I'm 3. I'm too old for this. I don't know what age it would be, but I'm just saying.
Well, I think she's always been wiping your butt, even as a little baby. But yeah, you mean where you were actually
maybe capable of doing it myself.
Yeah, you're kind of at that age where she doesn't want to be doing it anymore because she can't just throw you on the changing table. You're too big for that.
Yeah. So I was like, Mom, I'm 18.
Yeah.
I think it's time to let me do it myself.
Yeah, but remember, she stopped breastfeeding you at 17, so it took a long time.
You know, hi, Stephen. It's Mommy. How you doing there?
It's fine. It's fine. It's fully clean. Yeah. Don't even come near me.
Okay. God, you wonder sometimes with some parents. Like, you know, you
hear the
stories.
Did you see those videos? Like a 12-year-old walks up and just starts breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is happening in this world?
I mean, maybe that's the right thing to do from way back in the day. I don't know. I've never been a human in those times, but I just don't want to do it now. We'll figure something else out. Okay? Damn. Yeah, he said that, somebody wiping his butt for him was the most humbling experience. Kevin Hart said, Jose was my nurse. He's like 60 years old. Jose comes in and don't ask me no questions. Jose grabs the gauze, puts the spongy soapy S on the gauze, turns me around, starts wiping my butt. Jose said, it's okay, man. I've been doing this for 40 years.
Oh, okay. Well, it makes you feel better about it, at least.
Yeah, it's still tough. I mean, I get it. If you're Jose, you have to go through this every time with people that go, yeah. But see, that's the problem. See, depending on the generation you're in, but I don't want a man wiping my butt. That's why when nurses were all women.
Would you rather a woman wipe your butt?
Oh, definitely.
Mm.
I feel like I'm being cared for. There's something about I am used to a woman caring for me because of the mother thing. My dad never did anything like that. So that's why in a hospital, I always want the women doing all that
sensitive
stuff.
So do you say you wipe it like my mom used to? It's kind of a weird thing to say.
Listen, what I say to my caregivers is my own business, Steve.
The weird part is you do that when you get your hair styled.
Well, there is that, yes. Yeah. I've often wondered why that has to happen.
I never really thought I was going to have this thought in my head of which one I would rather. Would I rather a male nurse or a female nurse wiping my rear end?
And it's generational because maybe like millennials and Gen Zs don't care about gender, taking care of that sensitive stuff part of them. I don't know. But for me, my generation, I think a lot of them are like me. Like, please have, I don't know how women are, but for a lot of my men of my age, I think they would like to have a woman take care of that business.
See, I think I'm leaning towards a dude wiping my butt.
Flag that.
Oh, yeah, it's done.
That's a good one. I mean,
I feel like at least you can laugh about it.
This whole bit's over. I just wanted you to say that.
Okay. So am I the only one?
So really, you don't mind a dude wiping your butt because you can laugh about it?
If I have to do it, I think I'd rather a dude do it.
Oh, wow.
Do it. You said do.
You know what? You and I differ mindsets on that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand your reasoning. It's more comical for
yes.
you. But I mean, I rather have.
I could talk about the game. Like, yo.
Oh, see, that's
how about DK Metcalf?
Talk?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about them Browns?
No. I got to talk about last night's game.
How about that end zone?
Yeah. Can you believe that guy got hit with the helmet? Oh, yeah, that's good right there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Vicky, that was a good line.
Thank you.
How about them Browns? Because he's wiping your butt, Steve.
Oh, that's what she meant by that. No way. Yeah. I thought we were talking about last night's game.
It was last night's game.
How silly.
Now you know.
Sorry, Vicky.
All right. Actually,
wasn't tracking.
Actually, I'm just the one that got it.
Noticed. Yeah.
I was just trying to put it on, Steve.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. That's,
or somebody wants to know, who on the show would you pick to wipe your rear end?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I already know.
I already know DJ.
Who. I already know. Yeah, you would do it to troll me.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, 100%. I'd pick BJ as well.
I wouldn't want BJ
guys,
to do that.
Guys, it would not be pleasant. If you pick me, it will not be pleasant. I promise you. If you're going to troll me, I win that. Oh, yeah,
oh,
I win that
point.
Battle. I win that battle if you make me wipe your butt.
I don't really view anyone as being delicate on this show.
Oh, there's only one person.
It's got to be Danny.
That's who I was going
to
pick.
Yeah. Well, Vicky, I can see you have to pick somebody else, but you are the obvious choice.
Wait, yeah, I wouldn't pick Sarah because she's not discreet. And she'd be like, oh, what are you doing? Like, she would make fun of you the whole time.
She'd probably be drunk, so she might miss.
And I
actually don't want to do that to my kids. I don't know why, Vicky, but I feel like you would probably be cool and you'd be okay and it wouldn't bother you so much because you just got this caregiver mentality. You've been the nanny and everything. So if I had to pick somebody, it would be you.
And, you know, when you change baby diapers, sometimes it's human act, like grown-ass man action.
Oh, really? He's already at that stage?
Well, like when it comes to...
Oh.
All the stuff going on.
Wow.
It's just like it hits you like, oh, God, child, what are you eating?
Yeah, that's a beating.
So I can handle an old man.
Someone says I work in home health, healthcare, and as a guy, most males are more comfortable with a male caregiver.
No, not me.
And so it says, BJ, with that mindset, that's why male caregivers have issues finding work. It also makes you sound really creepy.
Listen, I mean, I'm not saying
say it like that, Steve.
I get to make a choice, don't I? And
nope.
I don't have a problem with male caregivers. Really. I don't have if that's what I get, that's what I get. Okay, but I mean, my generation just feels more cared for by women because men are not. My generation of men were never very nurturing, though. This generation, I mean, I'm sure the caregivers now who are dudes are. But if I have to have a choice, I want Nurse Ratchet. Well, maybe not Nurse Ratchet herself, but you know, I want a female nurse. Though Nurse Ratchet would probably like, maybe I'd like it if she just manhandled me. I don't know.
What was that last part of that sentence? You said it also makes you sound really creepy. I'm making sure I read that.
There
right.
We go. Hey, listen, man. You know what? I mean, I need some sort of comfort while I'm obviously in such bad shape. I can't wipe myself. Think about it.
So it says, and 46 years ago, I went to Harborview. There is absolutely nothing more humbling than someone wiping your butt, and it doesn't matter, dude or chick. It sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just feel like, you know, it's my thing. Men traditionally in my life have not been as cool to me as women. Now, that's changed over the years. But
then why do you always want to make women cry, man?
Listen, man, I make women cry because I make their life better. I make them see the truth of life, man.
Oh.
That's why.
Good to know.
Yeah, just you find out.
Keep that back in my mind.
Keep that in the back of your mind.
Someone says, my 6-year-old daughter is very confused why you're all talking about men wiping your butts.
And well, she should be.
Well, get ready for that conversation.
Yeah, you know what? Your daughter's right. I don't know how this happened. Oh, I'm blaming Kevin Hart. Tell her it's Kevin Hart's fault. Yeah.
And at what point are they going to do a parody of this with The Rock wiping his butt?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, dude, you're right.
I can't.
You are so right.
In the back of my mind, I'm picturing that The Rock is already filming this.
This is a movie that's going to happen.
Or just a bit on his Twitter or Instagram.
You're right, dude. That is a fantastic idea. Since they love to troll each other so much, you are so right about that one. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Who was the first U.S. president to be featured on a circulating coin?
Ooh,
Lincoln.
Yes. Damn it. I was very impressed with you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, first guess.
Sometimes it's got to turn it on, man.
Do you like fried? Do you like chicken sandwich too? Okay.
I like fried chicken.
There you go, BJ.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.